Sure sign we are starting to get back to some form of normality is rugby recommences tomorrow. The Stormers on the field against the Lions in the second of the games in the Superfan Day. Bulls play the Sharks in the first. John Dobson, coach of the Stormers, joins me now. Delighted, no doubt, John, to actually talk about playing rugby.
Yeah, it feels very odd. It feels actually surreal. It was weird to get on a team bus. It's weird to be up here in Joburg to play a game tomorrow. It feels really strange. But, yeah, we're excited.
It must be a strange mixture of bursting to play, but a bit worried about how it will go after such a long time off.
Yeah, I think probably more the latter, Mike, to be honest. I think just the injury profile, and even what we saw in soccer, you know, when the Bundesliga was the first team back, what we saw in the New Zealand tournament, the injury risk is a... They've never had a time, I don't think since prep school, where they've had 6 or 7 months off rugby. And, you know, we only had 2 or 3 weeks to sort of get them used to the knocks. You can't sort of flick a switch and go fully into it. It's only really last week that we took the first full-on contact. So there's an element of risk to it, but it's important that we get on the field.
And are you in a bubble? How is this working in terms of COVID-19?
No, we're absolutely normal, which is, so we flew up, got on the bus, came to the hotel. Obviously, a lot of protocols around every hotel and every sort of thing. But we're normal, if that makes as normal as we can be.
And are you being tested all the time?
Yeah, we test so twice a week, which is very expensive. But we're lucky we've had 3 weeks of negatives, so that gets a good reflection on the medical staff. But I think they'll get tested tomorrow in the game with the injuries.
And is the game specially structured to allow for the fact that you're starting up again after such a long time off? I know you've got extra subs, but anything else?
No, I think it's we got to roll the subs. So if a guy gets injured, he can go, or you know, you can put somebody back to manage. But no, it's absolutely full on, full blown. So it's going to be curious. And it just seems, because we haven't played for so long, it seems like we played the Superhero Day at the beginning of the year. We sort of really, that was just seen as a warm up match. Now I think the teams are seeing this as a sort of must-win to stake a claim, because you know the whole country's going to watch rugby for the first time in 6 or 7 months. It actually feels like there's a lot on the game, so I think they'll be pretty full on.
I think tomorrow will be one of the most watched sort of friendly games of rugby in the history of South Africa.
Yeah.
But you've got a very interesting team out. I mean, it's amazing to see that there's a lot of new faces, and it looks very, very interesting. There's an immense potential in that squad you're putting on the field tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys, please you flag that, because obviously they're the names that everybody knows, but yeah, little Dylan Leighton's brother, Tristan, he's going to be as good as, if not better, as a young wing from the Sevens called Angelo Davis. Those centres, you know, we've lost Jamie Roberts, who's gone back to Wales, and Ruan Nell, and Daniel Duplessis and Ricus Pretorius are two, really, they give me goosebumps sometimes when they operate. You know?
I mean, Dan Duplessis back, he's won, you know, so much potential and barely been seen.
Yeah, I mean, I think we worked him out at a couple of R100,000 a game that we pay him, because, you know, he plays, he's had such a bad injury profile. But he's been fit this whole year, so, yeah, he's, God willing, and somebody that will stay on the field, because I think he's a springbok if he stays on the field.
And I personally am very excited about Warwick Allant. I think he's an amazing player to watch.
Yeah, he's absolutely blown me away. I mean, we got him when we thought, you know, we could never replace Dylan Leighton, but that's as good as we could get. Obviously, they're different people and different players, but he is the ultimate professional. You wouldn't think he drives the players. He's got incredible analysis, kicking game. He doesn't drink. So I said to myself, I should have done my research, but he's turned out to be a wonderful addition to the team.
Yeah, okay. Look, John, best luck. I think, as you say, the main priority tomorrow is to get through it without serious damage to anybody. And then we go into the green and gold, which will be a fun way to get into the season. And what, in 2 weeks' time, it's on for real.
Yeah, I think we've got a bye in the first week. So we're probably 3 weeks off our competition, but as I say, for some reason, tomorrow feels important. So
good stuff.
We're trying to accelerate it. Yeah.
Look, thanks for your time. I appreciate it as always, and good luck to everybody. Stormers against the Lions, that's at 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and the first game is between the Bulls and the Sharks. That is at 4:30. And the Bulls, of course, debuting Jake White as coach. Yeah, plenty to be interested in when rugby gets up and running.